Hi, Malika Bilal here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. We are now a daily news show. So after the news updates, head over to Spotify to follow us and listen to the stories behind these headlines.
Al Jazeera Podcast.
Rescues are underway in Ukraine's Kherson region as 30,000 cubic meters of water continues to stream from the Novokakhovka reservoir each second. A dam breach on Tuesday has quickly flooded the region. Kyiv and Moscow are trading blame for the disaster. Charles Stratford reports from Kherson.
This is a residential area of Kherson, as you can see, completely inundated with water. The authorities are saying that in its deepest parts, it's around 4 meters deep. They're unsure as to whether the water is receding yet or not. But these are people's homes. Thousands of people that lived in this area of the city. There are big concerns by the authorities about mines being dislodged by the floodwater.
A fire has broken out at a fuel depot near a military base in southern Khartoum. Fighting between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces has intensified in the area, which is close to the capital's largest oil and gas storage facilities. The conflict is now in its eighth week. Major cities in southern Canada and the northern United States have been blanketed by thick haze coming from hundreds of wildfires burning in Canada. Toronto and New York City are coping with some of the worst air quality in the world. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on day two of a three-day visit to Saudi Arabia. He's met Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and separately the Gulf Cooperation Council foreign ministers. Relations between Washington and Riyadh have been strained for years. Pope Francis has had a three-hour abdominal surgery at a hospital in Rome. The Vatican has said there were no complications, but he's expected to stay at Gemelli Hospital for several days to recover. This is the 86-year-old's third hospital stay since his election as Pope. Britain's Prince Harry wrapped up nearly 8 hours of cross-examination in London's High Court with a bit of emotion. He took a long pause before answering his lawyer's question about how it felt to go through the past 2 days in court, finally saying it's a lot. Harry accuses Mirror Group newspapers of publishing information obtained through phone hacking. The Mirror says the stories came through legitimate sources.
The Inside Story podcast dissects, analyzes, and helps define major global stories. We get into the details with experts who explain how policies affect people. The Inside Story podcast by Al Jazeera. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.